More appropriate topic. ...2020 fishing.
Isn't it romantic? Music in the night, a dream that can be heard. Isn't it romantic? A morning shadow's right, the oldest magic word. I hear the breezes playing in the trees above, while all the world is saying you were meant for love. Isn't it romantic? Merely to be young on such a night as this. Isn't it romantic? Every note that sung is like a lover's kiss.
I mean, man, kiss. I have seen Paul say on the
worker is sweet symbols in the moonlight. Do you mean that I will fall in love perchance? Isn't it romantic? Merely to be young on such a night.
Funny thing is, they're both on the same label.
We sat 10 abreast on logs that stretched the entire length of the room. I knelt and kissed the ring on the Baptist's hand. Thank you, Jesus, Sister Beatrice said. Praise him. This from the steely black men whose corned haunches ached from the cold. Pearly May got down on her knees so that the weight of the baby was shifted to her thighs, while outside Black Junior vanced on Panamanian red, and Hector stuck a spike straight into the ball of his eye. The buttered knife's cold of Lexington's floors lay cleft between Hecate's breasts, and men's buttocks shivered with the peculiar rhythms of bullocks to flies. They had been born in a Christian climate, and capitalism had picked them clean. They wore the intense gaze of deacons and stropped 12-foot razors over bloody crocus sacks. They sipped skag from spoons or good coke when they could get it. The seats of their pants were shiny and stank like their feet, so they were ashamed to undress in front of women. And when they went back into the church, Black Junior seemed to soar past the preacher in his metal casket straight through the gleaming eyes of God. I say thank you, Jesus, Sister Beatrice said. Pearly May screamed and clutched her groin. In that instant of death, she had given life. And I had become a man with the slippery future of a fish. I had bellowed Harlem inside her, and she swelled into loaves of yeasty cities, light bread on a poisoned river. You poisoned the river, she said, then retrieved me with the songs of Don Bala and Ingalls on her lips.
Oh my God, you did that.
So
Partially flat, partially unwrinkled. Nonetheless, we accomplished some unwrinkling. Mea culpa.